Hello, this is Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman of Columbia University speaking to you today for Medscape. The title of my comments could be When Celebrities Speak Out About Scientific Issues and Health and Illness. And it's prompted by the recent outbreak of measles that has occurred in the U.S. and appears to be tied to the lack of vaccination, as is indicated by public health care standards that has occurring in the United States. The measles outbreak seems to be occurring not in poor people or destitute people or people that don't have access to health care. It appears to be occurring across socioeconomic strata, but particularly in areas of high education and high SES status. What's that all about? Well, it seems that it's related, at least in part, to the criticism and the public accusations of celebrities about the potentially deleterious effects of vaccination for infectious disease, and particularly as it may be a risk factor and cause of autism and neurodevelopmental disorders. Well, if you don't know by now, I'm referring specifically to Jenny McCarthy, who has been an anti-vaccine spokesperson and a Mercury, either thinking that it's the vaccine or the thermosil preservative that's used in vaccines, that's the cause of developmental disabilities such as autism. But it really reflects the fact that celebrities who gain their prominence by dint of their talent, artistic talent as entertainers, use that notoriety in order to speak on subjects that they may be interested in, but don't necessarily have a very substantial or accurate knowledge base. I think in the case of Jenny McCarthy, this is clearly the case. She has no idea what she's talking about, and what she said is very misleading and harmful, and the measles outbreak is a clear indication of the spread of these pseudo-scientific myths. But we've seen other cases. We've seen other celebrities like Tom Cruise, who probably in terms of purveying the propaganda of Scientology denies the existence of mental illness. Many people can remember his display on national television in deriding Brooke Shield for her postpartum depression. Scientology cannot abide by the existence of mental illness because it conflicts with the Dianetics philosophy. So its adherents, such as Tom Cruise, have to speak out against the idea of mental illness. Now, I don't want, don't get me wrong, I don't want to say that all celebrities who make comments on subjects relating to health and science do so inappropriately or uninformatively. There's many instances where it has a vastly positive effect. In fact, when people who have fame and visibility speak out about illness, need for research, particularly mental illness, it's enormously helpful because it humanizes it for people. And we have examples such as Glenn Close, who's been very visible in talking about the illness in her family with her sister and her nephew. Patrick Kennedy, who's a celebrity of sorts, coming from a prominent political family, has talked about his own experience with addiction and mood disorders. Bradley Cooper, who played a wonderful role in Silver Linings Playbook, has become an advocate for mental illness because of his experience with a friend in school who, in retrospect, he realized had mental illness, but at the time really wasn't able to fully support because he didn't understand that. And then we see in other disorders also, whether it's Michael J. Fox for Parkinson's disease or Mary Tyler Moore for juvenile diabetes or Jerry Lewis for muscular dystrophy, these are tremendously beneficial famous spokespersons. But when this happens, I think people need to, in the position of celebrities, to wield their power, they need to be sure about what they're saying and be careful not to encourage views and a understanding that may be detrimental to individuals and to society as a whole, as we're seeing now with the people who have railed against the benefits of vaccines. So thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman of Columbia University speaking to you today for Medscape.